Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Mem Amud Aleph. We're holding on Amud Tesema Beis, 10 lines from the bottom, by the words Am Rabbi Yanai. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yanai, Aliyas Geiro Mitaych Kalpi Ma'akeves. Doing the Geiro itself, that's Ma'akev. If the Kohen Gadol doesn't do the Avodah, if he just appoints a Sayer to be Lashem and a Sayer to be Lazazel, doesn't work, he has to do it through a Geiro. Hanocha Ina Ma'akeves. But then taking the lots and putting them on the perspective Seirim, that is not Ma'akev, if that's just a mitzvah Ba'alma, but it's not Ma'akev. That's Ina Ma'akeves. Rabbi Yechdon Amar, Afaliyah Ina Ma'akeves, that even the Geiro itself is not Ma'akeves. So now says the Gemara like this: Ali bid Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Dvar Manasim Bebig they love him Bachutz Loi Ma'akva. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Avodas that are done Bebig they love him Bachutz, so the Seder is not Ma'akev. So then Kuli Amol Loi Pligi Loi Ma'akva. So then everybody would agree, even Rabbi Yana would agree that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Agrala itself is not Ma'akev, just like the Seder is not Ma'akev. So the Agrala itself is also not Ma'akev. Ki Pligi Ali bid the Rabbi Nechemia. The Machlekes is in Shitas Rabbi Nechemia, who says that avodas that are done bevig de lavim bachutz are ma'akev. Everybody agrees that avodas done bevig de lavim bifnim are ma'akev. The shaila is avodas that are done bevig de lavim bachutz outside of the kodesh hakodashim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they're not ma'akev, and according to Rabbi Nechemia, they are ma'akev. The machlekas Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan about the agrala being ma'akev is the machlekas within shitas Rabbi Nechemia, who holds that the Seder Aveda that's done by Big Day Love and Bachutz is Ma'akev. They have a Machlekes regarding whether or not the Agrala itself is Ma'akev. Man Damar Ma'akva is Krev Nechemia. According to Rabbi Yanai, who holds that it is Ma'akev, he doesn't need any further explanation. He's Pashad, he's like Krev Nechemia. Uman Damar Lai Ma'akva, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that the Agrala is not Ma'akev, he holds that that's even Shitas Rabbi Nechemia. How does Rabbi Nechemia hold that? Because he says in Hani Mili Aveda, that which Rabbi Nechemia says that Aveda that's done by Big Day Love and Bachutz, the Seder is Ma'akev, it's only things which are considered Navaida, but Agrela Lavavaidi. Agrela is not considered in Navaida. Igeda Amri, second version of understanding the Machlaikas Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan, that Alibid Rabbi Nechemia, the Amr Ma'akva, Kuli Amalei Pligid Ma'akva. Everybody agrees with Inshidas Rabbi Nechemia that the Gairo is going to be Ma'akev. Just like everything, the Seder is Ma'akev, so to the Gairo itself will be Ma'akev. Ki Plig Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. The Machlaikas is with Inshidas Rabbi Yehuda that the Seder is not Ma'akev. Ma'adamr Lai Ma'akva, Rabbi Yehuda. So the Ma'adamr, Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the Gairo is not Ma'akev, he doesn't need any further explanation. He's partial like Rav Yehuda. Uman Damer Ma'akva, according to Rabbi Yanai, who holds that it is Ma'akev, that even Rabbi Yehuda would tell you that the Hagrola itself is Ma'akev, he'll tell you that even though the Seder is not Ma'akev, the Hagrola is. Because we have a special Makar for that. Because Shani Hacha, the Gairo is different, the Tana Beikra, the Torah repeats it twice about the Gairo. It says Asher Allah Trey Zimni. It says it twice, so which the Torah says it twice in order to teach us that it's Ma'akev. In fact, the Gemara Meisvei, mitzvah lahagra v'mayhigro kosher. There's a mitzvah to do a gairo, and if not, it's still going to be kosher. The gairo is not ma'akev. So now says the Gemara like this: Bishlam alahachlishna da'amr alibid Rabbi Yehuda kuli amalei pligi dolei ma'akva. All is good according to the first version that we said, that everybody agrees with inshitas Rabbi Yehuda that the gairo is not ma'akev. So then the town of this brisa could be Rabbi Yehuda. Hamani Rabbi Yehuda hi. Alahachlishna da'amr pligi. But according to the second lashon, that the machlekes Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan was within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that according to Rabbi Nechemia, it's Pashut the girl's Ma'akev, and they had a Machlaikas Bidas Rabbi Yehuda if the girl's Ma'akev. So Bishlam Alaman Damarlai Ma'akva, always good according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that Rabbi Yehuda says it's not Ma'akev, so the Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. He could write to tell you that the Tan of this Bryce is Rabbi Yehuda. Alaman Damar Ma'akva, but according to Rabbi Yanai, who says that not only according to Rabbi Nechemia is the girl Ma'akev, but even Rabbi Yehuda will tell you that the girl's Ma'akev, so then Hamani, since there's no Tana left to be the Tan of this Bryce. So who's the town of this Brisa? Which perhaps as of now we didn't know yet that there's going to be a Shitas Rabbi Shimon that we'll see soon, who holds that the girl's not Ma'akev, but the Gemara doesn't know that yet, or for whatever reason the Gemara doesn't want to say that Teretz. So it says the Gemara that Tani Mitzvah Lahaniach, that the Tani, when the Brisa says that the girl is not Ma'akev, so Rabbi Yanai will tell you it doesn't really mean the girl. It's really referring to the Hanacha, putting the lots down after the girl, which the Ritva says it's called girl because it's the last part of the process of the girl, but it's not really referring to the girl. It's referring to the Anacha, that the Anacha is not Ma'akev, which is what everybody holds. kasha, ma'asim or kasha. Mitzvah lahagro ulisvades lahigrav lahisvadek kosher. Again, it's a mitzvah to do vidur. It's also a mitzvah to do do gairo. It's also a mitzvah to do vidur on the sayer lazazel. But lemais, if not, it's still going to be kosher b'diavet. So again, we have over here mefirsha brisa that the gairo is not ma'akev. So what are you going to say? The same teretz that we said before, that it's not really referring to the gairo. It's referring to the hanacha v'chi tema hochanami lahaniach. It's not really referring to the gairo. It's referring to the hanacha. It can't be because they mistake. It says Rabbi Shimon Aimer Loi Higril Kosher Loi Hisvade Pasul. Rabbi Shimon's Chelik on the Tanakama. He says that Loi Higril is kosher, but the Vido is Ma'akev, and Loi Hisvade is going to be possible. The Vido is Ma'akev. So now my love Loi Higril, my Loi Higril. What does it mean when Rabbi Shimon said Loi Higril? Ilemo Loi Haniach. If you're going to say it means like haniach, because if you want to say that that's what the Tanakhama meant, so then that's what you have to say Rabbi Shimon meant. That when he said like higrul, he really means like haniach. It has to be parallel. Well, then that would come out that if Rabbi Shimon holds that the hanach is not ma'akev, that would give the impression that mechlad Rabbi Shimon suffer hagrul ma'akva. That Rabbi Shimon holds that the gairul is ma'akev. But we know already Rabbi Shimon shita is that the gairul is not ma'akev. And here's the brisa that says it. Vatani, we learned in the brisa that meis echel mehen, if one of the seerim die after the gairul, so mevi chaveru shalei ba'agrala. So we bring a backup sayer to take its place without any hagrela. So there's going to be no hagrela on that sayer, and that's okay. It's not ma'akev. Devi Reb Shimon, that's Reb Shimon Shita, that the hagrela is not ma'akev. So al karchach hagrela in this brisa is not referring to hanacha. It must be referring to hagrela mamish. And that means that the Tanakhama is also saying that the hagrela is not ma'akev. So according to Reb Yanai, who is the Tana of the Tana of, who is this Tanakhama? It's not Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the next Tana. So who, according to Reb Yanai, who is this Tanakhama? So it says the Gemara, Reb Shimon lo yada maik amar Rabbanan. That no, really, the Rabbanan meant Hanacha. They weren't referring to Agrala. They didn't mean Hanacha. Ah, then right afterwards, Reb Shimon has to be talking about Agrala, which has to be consistent. So what's Reb Shimon talking about next? Reb Shimon was unsure. Reb Shimon lo yada maik amar Rabbanan. He didn't know what the Rabbanan were talking about. When they said that the Agrala is not ma'akev, Reb Shimon wasn't sure. Did they mean Agrala mamish? Or did they mean Hanacha? And therefore, v'achi kamarlu. This is what he was telling them. That the Agrala mamish, if you mean Agrala mamish, so then Kamri, so that's what you mean to say. So then Poligna Leichu Bechados, and I'm only arguing about one thing, just about the Vidui. And I say that the Vidui is Ma'akev. However, Ihagral de Kamrisu, Hainu Hanacha, if you're referring to Hanacha, and that the Goyrel itself is Ma'akev, so then Poligna Leichu Betarti, so then I'm arguing about two things. Because I first of all tell you that the Goyrel is not Ma'akev, so I'm arguing about that. And secondly, I'm telling you that the Vidui is Ma'akev, so I'm arguing about that. And Rabbi Yana will tell you that this second side of Rabbi Shimon was Taka the Pshan and the Chachamim. That the Tanakhama meant to really be referring to the Hanacha, that the Hanacha is not Ma'akit, but the Geirul is, and that's the Pshat in the Braisa. Says the Gemara writer, Toshima, another Kasha on Rabbi Yanai, it says that Par Ma'akiv as a Sayer, Visayer e Ma'akiv as a Par. It says that the Par is Ma'akiv, it has to be done in a specific order, it's Ma'akiv the Sayer, it has to be done first, but the Sayer is not Ma'akiv, that which has to be before the Par, it's not Ma'akiv, Matana Shebebifnim. And that's referring to something related to the Matanas, to the Hazah that's done in the Kayesh HaKadosh. So says the Gemara like this, Bishlam a par ma'akev as a sayer. The ratio of the brisa makes sense, that the par has to be before the sayer, and that's ma'akev. What does that mean? The akdame le sayer mikame par le'aviv le'klom. If the kohen gadol was mazeh the dam of the sayer before the dam of the par in the kodesh kedoshim, so it's le'aviv le'klom, it's ma'akev. So that's very simple to understand what that's referring to. El sayer in ma'akev as a par, the fact that the sayer has to be before the par, that's not ma'akev. Mind you, what's that referring to, that the sayer has to be before the par, and it's not ma'akev? Ilei medi akta matanis the par behecham mikame batanis the sayer befnim, that it means if you makdim the hazah of the par and the hecham on the pareches before the matanis of the sayer lefnai v'lefnim. So that's what it's referring to, that even though the sayer is supposed to be first, that if you're makdim the par first and the hecha before the sayer in the kodesh kedoshim, it's not ma'akev. That can't be, because chukak simbu, because we know already that everything that's done a big day love and lefnai v'lefnim, that everybody agrees it's ma'akev. It says chukah. There was a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemia about avodas that are done a big day love and machotz, but the things that are done b'fnim in the kodesh kedoshim, everybody holds it says chukah and they're ma'akev. Chayiv. So Elalav, so that can't be what the Brice is referring to. Elalav, the Akta Matanis the Par Bifnim Mikami Hagrola. It must be referring to being Maktim, the Matanis of the Par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, before doing the Hagrola. And now, Umi the Sidrulai Ma'akva, from the fact that the Gairol doesn't have to be in the correct order, so Ikra Hagrola, Namilai Ma'akva, so Mistama, that means the Gairol itself is also Namakev, which is an assumption, which the Gemara is going to question later, but that's what the Gemara is assuming, that if the Seder is Namakev, then who had in the Etzim Gairol itself is Namakev. So that means we have a Braisa here which says that the Gairol is Namakev, which again is a kasha on the second version of Rabbi Yanai. According to Rabbi Yanai, in the second version that the Machlaikas was in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, there is no Tana who holds that the Gairol is Namakev. So says the Gemara. It says the Gemara, it's not a kasha, because that's not what the Brice is referring to. When the Brice says, if it's not ma'akev, if they do the par, but if they do the avaida of the par before the avaida of the sawyer, it's referring to the hazah of the dama par on the mizbeach apnimi before the hazah is hasayir in the hecha on the parechas. Rabbi Yehuda, he and the Tan is Rabbi Yehuda, damar dvar manasim bebig delovim machutz le ma'akvi, who says that even though the dvar that are inside the kodesh hakadoshim are ma'akev, the things that in the big delovim outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, such as here in the Heichal, they're not ma'akiv, and that's what the Brice is referring to. That can't be what the Brice is referring to, because it says in the Brice that the Sefer is referring to something related to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ella says the Gemara like this. Rather, like we said before, it has to be referring to being Maktim, the Hazaz Par, Lifnai V'Lifnim, before doing the Gairal. That even though the Gairal of the Seirim are supposed to be done, that's supposed to be done first, before being Mazda, the Dam of the Par, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If they're Maktim, if the Kohen Gadol is Maktim, the Hazav, the Par, Lifnai V'Lifnim, before the Gairal, so then that's not Ma'akev. That's what the Brisa means. Now, that what you said, that means it comes out that if the Seder is not Ma'akev, L'chayre, that means the girl is also not Ma'akev, so who's the Tana of the Spraisa? That's not a Kasha. Because how many, Reb Shimon, we could say that the Tana of the Braisa is Reb Shimon, Damra, Agrol, Le Ma'akva. Now we know. We're wiser now. We know that there's a sheet of Reb Shimon who holds that the girl is not Ma'akev, that the girl is not Ma'akev. So the Tana of the Spraisa could be that Reb Shimon. No Kashas. V'Baisema. Or we can answer with a different route. That you made an assumption. You said that the Makshin is assuming that if the Seder is not Ma'akiv, then who had in the Gairal itself is not Ma'akiv. Says the Gemara, that's not necessarily true. L'aylam Rabbi Hudahi, I can also tell you that V'bayis Emel L'aylam Rabbi Hudahi, that the Tan of this Brice could even be Rabbi Huda, not Rabbi Shimon. It could be like Rabbi Huda that the Gairal itself is, and maybe the Gairal is Ma'akiv. Just that Vahini, the Besidrulai Ma'akva, Hagralam, he Ma'akva, even though the Seder is not Ma'akiv, but the Gairal itself is Ma'akiv, because like we said before, it says it twice, and therefore the Gairal itself is going to be ma'akev, even though the Seder, like it's mavor in this brisa, the Seder is not ma'akev, still the girl itself is yes ma'akev.